Back now with Day to Day. Perhaps not every public radio listener will recognize that theme. It is from Fox's television program American Idol, the talent show that aims to turn unknown singers into stars. Idol airs two programs, one for performances, one for viewer results each week, and they both work for the Fox network. The show also seems to be working for the music industry in some ways. Joining us is John Dimsdale of Marketplace. John, American Idol, it's boosting the careers of more than just these winning contestants, because tonight on the program, Rod Stewart is singing. He's already famous. What is going on with this?
Yeah, established musical icons have begun appearing on this show, and with 30 million people tuning in, it's doing wonders for the sales of their songs. Like, Barry Manilow appeared on the show in March, and demand for his greatest songs of the 50s more than doubled, and on the charts went from number 24 to number 4. Sales doubled for Stevie Wonder's album. Last season, Lionel Richie appeared only as a judge. He didn't even have to sing, and he earned a windfall from a run on his greatest hits collection.
But I wonder about the overall kind of impact of the program. After all, this is supposed to be about unknowns. What does its success mean for aspiring stars if they now have to contend with the already real stars?
Yeah, well, the winner at the end of it is given a recording contract, but that's become almost incidental to the publicity of just competing on the show. The last two winners, Kelly Clarkson, Carrie Underwood, have begun serious music careers. Underwood has already won some country music awards and is the opener for the Country Music Association Awards show that is on later this year. A writer for Billboard magazine says it's become the equivalent of the old variety shows like Ed Sullivan or Ted Mack's Amateur Hour. Even the also-rans get a lot of attention. One has grabbed a part in a Broadway show. Another has joined the circus.
So what companies, John, are cashing in on American Idol's success?
Well, as you can imagine, record labels are eager to have at least their songs featured on the show, if not their recording artists. Sony's RCA label is the company that gets the contract with the American Idol winner. Now, Barry Manilow and Rod Stewart are on that label, so you can see why they'd be featured on the show. But let's not forget the biggest winner, Fox Television Network. It's selling 30-second spots for this season's finale late next month at $1.3 million, and that's close to Oscar telecast levels, nearly half of what a Super Bowl ad goes for.
Wow.
Coming up on Marketplace, our series on intellectual property piracy continues with a look at how global crime gangs are the biggest players in the market for knockoffs.
Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.